Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right. Gives everybody time to get in. Everybody, welcome to Dina Time, live, worldwide, all around the globe, motherfuckers. Haven't done a Dina Time in a minute. Good to be back hosting so I can fucking go by my own rules. With me in the house right now, El Amino Casino, from the outside interference. How you doing tonight, El Amino?
What up? We're live, pal.
All right. We might have some more callers calling in. Maybe the Borg. Who knows? Zilla. If he can get over them rib shits. Maybe mystery callers. You never know. You never know. Just look at that fucking website. They got the number right up there if you want to call in. All right, Albino. This is our topics. Let's run down the docket for whatever. Let everyone know what's coming up on the show here. First of all, before the end of the show, once again, we will have to end racism. It's raised its ugly head again. We've put it down before. This is probably end racism number five. It's like Rocky movies. It just keeps going. But we'll try. We'll try again. We're going to figure it out. All right, but anyways, here's what we got. Is DeMar Hamlin alive? We'll get to that. People think maybe not. So we'll run over that. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Memphis. Fucking people on the streets. Ba-dee-da-bop. People on the streets. You know what song that is? Yeah, there we go. Under pressure.
Yep.
Yeah. And I guess when they made that song, David Bowie came up with all the snaps and the claps. That was his contribution.
David Bowie is awesome.
But they worked. He is. All right, so we'll do that. We'll talk a little bit about the Royal Rumble tomorrow night. Get a little wrestling on Diener time. That's rare. But, yeah, we'll discuss the Royal Rumble, and you guys can fill me on what's going on in the wrestling world. We'll talk a little bit about that cop chick that was fucking all those other cops. That's always fun. We'll shit on pawns a little bit. We'll talk about Rick and Morty with what's going on with that. GoldenEye re-released. Kind of a disappointment, but we'll get around to that. A new story about a woman that keeps getting caught in storm drains. This is a fun one.
What the fuck?
So hold on to your seat. Yeah. Three times. She's a little off. Spoiler alert. But we'll get to it. We'll discuss what's just the right amount of titty. Maybe go over the Pelosi video a little bit. And I do have a top 10 biggest jerk pro wrestlers of all time. And it seems to be only based on user comments. And that looked like fun. So I'll pull that up a little later. And who knows? Those are always shenanigans. Always all sorts
of
shenanigans.
I'll pull that.
I still got that Kurt Angle in my head. What's that?
Oh, I was talking to my dog, so I was like, what are you doing?
Oh. Well,
his name is Max.
Next time we'll get him a headset.
Yeah, so he can spark right in.
People on the streets.
What this world is about.
Shit, I already forget what my first topic was. I just ran down the list. Let me pull that back up.
Maybe.
What?
Damar Hamlin. Maybe that was it.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with that. Damar Hamlin. So, some people think he wasn't actually at the game, and then brings up that he's not even alive, and the NFL's trying to cover it up for what they showed on live TV or something. I don't know, maybe a vaccine cover-up, some crazy conspiracies. So I did watch the video, and so he is supposed to be having self-use oxygen. They didn't say how dependent he is on it. But he shows up to the game in a mask and goggles and a big puffy coat, and they show him on camera, and he's surrounded by security guards like he's fucking Goldberg about to fucking come out and make his entrance. But they just take him to an elevator to go up to the fucking press box, you know. And I even seen one guy in the comments say something about, why would the security guard hold up his arm to block the view? And all it was a security guard, like, leaning on the wall while he was waiting for Damar Hamlin to get in so they could push the button. And he wasn't even really blocking the view. There's all sorts of ridiculousness with this. But to make it even crazier, once he gets in the press box, it's fucking a blizzard snow. And when the camera's trying to show him, you can't fucking see for sure that it's him. So it's a huge conspiracy that he's not at the game. Josh Allen is like, fuck off, dude. It's him. We all seen him.
Yeah.
He was at their fucking, he was at their practice. He was at their practice facility a week before. Cole Beasley's on the team, and he's fucking anti-fucking everything against the establishment. So no way he's going along with this. I mean, it's basically pure bullshit, but it's kind of funny. How much, like, everyone's biting. Like, people that don't look into it that much or think about it, like Cole Beasley and shit like that, they're all like, I don't know. Why would they not show his face? if he's on oxygen, why isn't he have oxygen tanks with him?
We've had somebody on hold for a fucking 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and I know who it is.
All right, let him in.
Hi.
Hello?
Caller.
Who's this?
Caller, you lost.
What is this? I found this number. I don't know what this is. I just hear people talking.
Fucking,
I don't know.
It's a live podcast. We're talking about crazy shit. You can say whatever you want. We don't care. Who are we talking to?
I'm interrupting that. Oh my God. Sorry.
You sure? You can fucking say whatever you want. We're talking about DeMar Hamlin not being alive for real. Hello? Is he gone?
Yeah. Damn. It's
Butler. Holy shit. That was Buttlips?
Yeah, I know the number. Star 67.
I don't believe it.
111. It was, the number was 111-111-111. The only other time he's ever called in. That was what it was.
Oh, I always call in with that number when I fuck with you guys, but I always lose character in 30 seconds. I wonder who that was, though. It definitely, I don't know if that was a Buttlips call. I don't think it was.
It was so weird. Have you ever seen, like a hand next to the microphone in the studio?
No.
There was
like
a hand.
Hold up, don't answer this call. They were like, hold up, don't answer this one.
I don't want to talk to you guys. Yeah, there was, yeah, well, you know, the button that you like hit and it turns red that you let people out in to talk or whatever. There was a hand, like a raised hand on that. What the fuck?
Yeah. I did just look at over on the sister site, Lucha Underground, the new hotspot. Fucking, and T-Bird did post the number over there. So it could have been someone from over there. Who knows? I don't know. They just go, someone just had this number. What if they had no clue it was a podcast and they're just like, someone posted a number and they're like, well, let's see what this is about.
They call and they're like, fuck this.
They thought it was a Yalissa chat line.
Will you marry me? I can't wait.
They're like, oh my God. They're like, wait, is this only dudes?
That's hilarious. Oh, they must have thought it was like some kind of like group phone sex orgy thing.
Yeah. Which sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. all right. We're going to take a quick 10-second break here, Almino. Let's chug some beer. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Cold outside, so my beer's not getting hot while I'm out here. So that's great.
Do you guys get snow out there?
It snowed, what, maybe one time since we lived here? We got like an inch. It was nothing. But
damn.
Where
I didn't even know if you guys got snow.
But, I live in Mississippi now, but before, when we first all met, I lived in North Alabama. It was only like 35 minutes from the Tennessee state line. We got snow all the time up there, like every year. There was one year we got like 13 inches. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, we got a bunch lately. Just a little bit every day. Just enough to fuck up your morning drive type of shit. And then it was raining a bunch before that. But who wants to talk about the weather? Let's fuck that. Let's move on.
DeMar
Hamlin. Yeah, DeMar Hamlin, obviously alive. Let's move on to the next topic. Or is he?
It's a clock shot.
It was just Frozone. with his fucking glasses and his ski mask.
I know you have a doctor friend. What does he think about the anti-vax people?
I never talk to him about it too much. We don't really get into that kind of shit, but I did hear him over talking about it once with someone, and he just said, he's like, at this point, he's like, I just tell people do whatever you want. I don't fucking care. He's like, if you want it, get it. He's like, if you don't, don't. That was like in the midst of like when it was first coming out. And there was no science behind anything on either side. So now I'm sure he's more against it. But back then he's just like, dude, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Probably the best way to go about it.
Yep. He goes, dude, if you want, like, he's big on vaccines for, like, you know, measles and that type of shit and fucking polio. Yeah, like that kind of stuff, like stuff that's actually scientifically proven to work. But like, yeah, this one, he's like, dude, there's fucking nothing behind it. Fucking, he's like, if you want it, get it. If you don't, don't. So as far as I'm concerned, he's still a good doctor in my book.
Yeah.
I was for the vaccine at first. Fucking, I gotta admit, I was a little wrong on it, at least so far it seems.
Well, yeah.
But whatever. I didn't drop dead yet, but I could. people on the streets. Ba-dee-da-bop. What should we go to next? Let's go to the cop chick fucking dudes. Let's do that topic. Did you hear about this one, Alamino?
Yeah, I saw all the names, yeah.
She was banging everybody. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, like, that happens at other workplaces, you know what I mean?
It does. Yeah, and I guess this got a little more exposed. Like, it probably wouldn't have if she just banged them after hours, but it was on the job was the problem. That's why it got exposed so bad. They were on the clock, supposed to be serving to protect us. But, you know, at least they weren't out whooping people's asses for no reason, like these Memphis cops, you know? They were just fucking giving her, they were just giving her pussy a beating.
Boy, she might have been.
But anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, she could have been fucking running the train on all them.
Well, One article somebody posted, I think it was over on the Lucha Underground place, it said the cops were running speed trains on her. And I've heard of running trains. I know what running a train is. But I was like, what the fuck is a speed train? I was like, do they just try to come as fast as they can and fucking move on to the next guy or fucking, I don't know, are they trying to beat a buzzer?
Gotta be a definition for it on Urban Dictionary.
All right, you look that up, and I'll keep talking about the story for a minute. You look up speed train.
And I will.
But anyway, she's fucking, like, all these cops, married cops, and there was a couple funny memes because, like, she took all the hit for this, but all these married cops were, like, at first not really named or fucking publicized. And then there was a couple memes that showed, like, all their faces, like, when you're a married cop, but the chick takes all the heat and shit like that. But it's true. You know, like, guys actually like sluts. We like slutty girls, as long as they fucking aren't disease-ridden. You know? We like girls that get down. But fucking,
I think
as soon as it comes out, as soon as it comes out that they do fuck a bunch of dudes, they get this bad reputation. It's like, dude, we like to fuck like that, too.
How did they even get caught?
Jesus, who's the fucking the Borg coming out of nowhere?
How did they even get caught? How did the story even come out?
I don't know. No one ever got to that point. No one fucking cared,
yeah,
I think.
Why do we even know? Like, it really...
Dude, they had to get caught banging, like, they left the body camera on or something, or fucking, I don't know, the dash cam, or someone just walked by
this
the
is,
car,
hey,
and they're like, that ain't right.
That's what I got for your speed train. When a man slides his
penis
up and down the outer labia of a very wet vagina while erect. That's what it says.
Count me out.
So there's no entry?
Yeah, there's no penetration. There.
I'll take that slow train. Labia rubbing bullshit.
Yeah.
I bet Berg knows the special word for that, too, the other one.
I'm glad those cops got fired, fucking rubbing labias and shit. Stick it in.
Yeah, what the fuck? That doesn't sound like a speed train.
I don't see where the speed comes in here. Yeah, it's going to take all fucking day.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. I know how to rub it on just the right spot.
Imagine the guy that only lasts 30 seconds on one of those.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
You don't want to be that guy. Two rubs.
The guy they fucking named it after, pretty much. old
speed
train, McGee over here.
Speed train Dwayne.
I was thinking maybe a speed train was fucking just going through them as fast as she can, maybe in fucking jerking two off at once.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Who knows?
Pictured. Not all this foreplay.
Yeah. Rubbing labias. Jesus, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, if she's trying to get with five guys, that even makes even less sense.
I might have had more than five. I think she banged the whole department.
Well, I'd say she's trying to put, like, if they're just giving her a labia rub, like, wouldn't like two suffice? How much of that can you take?
I don't know. Fucking, you lube it
not
up
a lot.
Good.
Tissue there.
Hey, but that's one, you know what, and I can partially get with the other cops because she's not, like, super hot or nothing, but, you know, you could do it.
No. You're pokeable.
But like, if you're a married cop, and you know so many other dicks been all up on top of that labia, I'd be like, nah. But if I was a single cop and, like, you know what? Fucking, I got a few spare minutes, you
any,
know? I'd probably do it.
Haven't had any labia in a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's doable. I've never been into no kind of group stuff.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Oh, man, that's the only way I'll do it.
With more dudes than women, always. In real life, that's reality. But then goddamn. Some dude with four chicks lined up.
Yeah, this is an RTW over here. Fucking.
We're not sexy. We just got a big pile of the same chick.
Why do you think they call her anal ash?
Oh, shit. And loose booty liger.
Whoa.
All right.
In the butt.
We got any more comments on the cop whore before we move along?
Hey, the police. Cop whores, but the cop whores, the plural, all fucking the whole department.
Especially the girl whore. She's worse.
I agree.
Yeah.
Than them.
Someone says they keep getting a busy signal, but I'm on the other site, and I feel like they're just fucking with T-Bird. We don't got no one on the line, do we?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
No.
All right. We're good.
I went right through.
Fuck it.
I went right through, and my number came up. It wasn't pulling
No shit.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm going to check periodically, but I don't see nobody.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely, it was either a prank call before or someone that just got caught in a place that they did not know where they were.
Before I called?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Some dude called, like, what is this? I just seen a number and called.
Alert.
It was fucking, T-Bird posted the phone number over in Ulysses' site. And I think it might have been one of them, but I don't know for sure. But he's all like, he almost panicked. He almost panicked. So that's why I don't know if it was a prank call or not. And he's like, I just seen a number and called. I don't want to interrupt.
Here's the thing, that was on hold for almost. It was like over 2.5 minutes, but he had to start talking. So he could have just hung up while he was waiting, but he didn't. He heard what we were talking about. He wanted to join in.
That's true. When you're on hold, you do hear that shit. It was definitely a fucking prank call for sure. And they star 6-7 because it came in all at once. So yeah.
Well, people.
Either way,
can,
good show. Good show.
You can get knotted up though, I suppose. when somebody actually answers the phone, you're like, ah, shit. They might have actually intended on talking.
Yeah. All right, moving right along. Time out. Borg, while you're doing your thought, Alamino, let's chug some beer. Go ahead, Borg.
That's all I was saying. Why don't you guys run a slow train on each other?
Fucking, that's when you slide it nice and slow across the butt cheeks.
Right in each other's booters.
You don't go in. You just stay in the crack.
That's hot.
Next topic. People on the streets. Ba-de-da-ba-p. Oh, Pons. Fucking Pons. I probably missed it last night. So Pons, everyone knows, is defending a pedophile because he wrote his favorite cartoon ever. He apparently thinks if you try to bang 15-year-olds, but you didn't get caught till 8 years later, it's perfectly fine. And that, I'm fucking not making that up. I mean, that's basically his argument. And then he has gone so far to say, apparently, like he's bringing up the 1800s when girls used to get married at 14 and 15. It's like, Pons, that was the fucking goddamn 1800s. They died by the time they were 30. Of course they were getting married by the time they were 14 or 15. Different shit. So anyways, Pons living and dying on that. What did you guys discuss anything last night, or you guys just fucking make fun of him for a minute?
We talked about it for a while.
A little bit. But Poons is fucking trolling your ass, though.
No, he ain't,
really,
dude.
He
dies on the cliff, dude. He fucking, he's a hypocrite. If anything is against what he likes, he's going to die on that fucking cliff for it. He's fucking going all in. He fucking was against pedophilia until Rick and Morty got caught doing it.
Well, of course, but that's what I'm saying.
He's not trolling. He completely believes it now.
He is.
I believe.
Well,
that's why I quit talking to him. That's why I quit talking to him and just blocked
him.
I'm done here. No, he is not trolling. He actually believes this shit. I'm sure of it. I am fucking sure of it. And he convinces himself of it. He convinces himself of it to defend his fucking Rick and Morty stars
that he loves so much. It's not somebody defending and saying, you know, so what Martin Luther King cheated on his wife. So what? He did so much good, we have to let that go.
Yeah.
He's doing it for the Rick and Morty creep. The whole deal is being a creepy thing anyway.
All he did was make a mediocre cartoon.
It is. And you know what? I don't fucking think they're great comedies like a lot of people do, think they're hilarious. I barely find them funny other than a few episodes. But I find the creativeness so unique and, like, the concepts and the ideas, other than when they get too fucking perverted and weird. But fucking, I was into the show. I watched every episode up till the current season. I was into it. But I didn't think it was that funny, honestly. Some episodes and some parts, for sure. But, yeah.
I haven't seen a season or two, but they don't make enough of them. Fucking little 8-episode seasons and shit. I mean, fuck
There's
him.
Like
he was on
four
the internet
or five seasons
hitting
now, right?
Girls.
I probably
seen
like 2 or 3 episodes my whole life.
I almost quit because Morty's voice was so annoying. Like, oh my God, Rick! Who can't be doing this? Like, fuck it. It almost made me quit. And I made it through, like, 3 episodes just because I had to try. And then I was like, all right, I'm used to it. I'm fine now. But, yeah, his voice fucking was ridiculous. I don't know why people liked
that?
It.
That's some assimilation of Michael J. Fox, I guess.
Yeah, that's Marty and Doc Brown.
Is it?
That's why. But that's what I'm saying
it's
about the voice. It's kind of like... Stay with me. I can't even
I'm
do a high-ass voice.
I'm
trying all the time. Try to imitate something.
Like, oh my God, Rick, you can't fucking do that because it's not cool.
I can't.
As I know that's a terrible version of it, but that's the best I can
when
do.
When I was a kid, I used to be able to do like Mickey Mouse and stuff, but no more. Even then, I sounded like a fucking adult.
Dude, I swore on my life, fucking the voice of Rick was fucking Bob Odenkirk. I fucking swore. And I even thought I saw, like, a little 5-minute special or fucking clip with him, like, with the headphones on doing the voice. I must have made that up in, like, my dreams or something. Because he is not the voice and has nothing to do with the show. He has nothing to do with the show. Maybe it was a fake.
Well,
maybe, yeah.
They might have made a YouTube video just to make you think it was Bob Odenkirk type of thing. I would have never
possibly
thought of it,
but
when you said it. I was
it
like,
sounds
yeah,
a lot like him. Yeah. Maybe they'll hire him to do it because apparently they're still making the next season.
Yeah,
even though the two creators are fucking kids, they're still making the season somehow.
Well, the one guy's still there, but the other guy, the one creep's still there. What about the rest of the cast? Who wants to work with that guy now? Even the one that's still
left. Well, I think the two creators, I think the not the one that just got caught, I think the other creator... I think he got caught on some weird creep shit a few years ago or a couple years ago. I don't know for sure. I can't remember his name. But
maybe
I think he got some creep shit. No, it's different. Two different names. I know that. But I don't
Boons,
know.
Get us
Fuck
some
it.
Answers on this. Boons, get our answers for this. What he's innocent of.
Oh, geez, guys, I don't know.
The first
thing, what do you think Pawn
fucking drives me nuts?
Time out. What do you think Pawn sounds like in real life? Best guess.
Where is he from?
I want to say, dude, I think he's from West Virginia. No joke, or Virginia.
Oh yeah,
one of
their
Virginias.
Which, of course, is like the lamest, boringest place in the world.
Yeah. So does he have, like, the West Virginia twang?
Is there such a thing?
I don't know. There is. It's like fucking crackhead hillbilly almost.
Even their. Who sings that song, Country Road?
I don't know. Nobody knows for
like.
Sure.
That's who Poon sounds like.
Bang that in. It's somebody.
Well, that guy. That's who Poon sounds like.
John Denver.
It is John.
Yeah,
it's John Denver.
John fucking Denver.
What's the fucking Jim Carrey line? Mr. Sunshine on my goddamn shoulders, John Denver. Why did I think it was Jim Carrey?
Probably because of that meme, Irene, maybe, where he was a state trooper.
No, he says it too, though. Jim Carrey says it. Says, yeah, that
really?
John Denver is full of shit, man.
Oh, he says that, but no, the farmer guy says that. Sunshine on my goddamn shoulders, John Denver.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more. I fucking hate John Denver. That's what Poon sounds like.
Poons is a John Denver fucking asshole.
But I bet he has a list. I
watched an old movie once. It's something about God. I think it just might be called Oh God with an exclamation point or something. And it's got fucking George Burns, who I think is God.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
And fucking John Denver's in it, and it's fucking corny as fuck. Some 60s or 70s bullshit God movie. It's worth a watch,
though. Those movies were terrible.
I seen there was an Oh God, too. I didn't get into it.
Part two is Oh God, You Devil. My grandma was into that shit. George Burns, everything George Burns, like, he's not that funny. Stuff wasn't that funny in the 50s, goddammit.
Wasn't he just the guy that always had the cigar and shit?
Yeah. Lived to be 100.
Yeah. I wonder if Mr. Burns was based off of him, but like the evil version.
I didn't even think about that.
Montgomery.
The liver spot in his fucking head.
It just came to mind right now. All right, let's take a quick switch here to Royal Rumble predictions. I'll let you guys debate it for a second. I'm going to take a quick piss. Let's start with Alamino. Rumble predictions and then fucking whatever you guys want to do. I'll be right back.
Yeah,
Royal Rumble. This fucking
hat. What the fuck? He didn't even... And he called, too. Did he not?
No. Zilla called.
Oh. Oh, no, that was Wednesday night. Damn, that's when we talked about the Rumble, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. Anyways, Cody Rhodes is probably going to win that shit.
Yeah.
Or Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, what's up with that? That's more interesting, stupid Dean.
He won't know anything about it when he comes back. He'll say that he doesn't watch wrestling.
I'm still here. I unmuted. You guys are just gonna have to listen to my piss now.
So what
I'm not
fuck?
Even gonna.
Who cares about the?
I'm not even gonna wash my hands.
Rumble? What do you know about?
I do.
He's paranoid.
The only thing I want Stone Cold to come in for.
I don't even care.
If fucking Stone Cold runs into the Rumble with like fucking 9 guys in the ring and he just goes full sprint from the door to the ring and stuns all 9 guys, flips everybody off and jumps over the top rope. That's how you do a Stone Cold Rumble. Eliminates himself.
I had my best drunk idea ever last night.
I decided I wanted a beer.
Which was
What's that?
Stone Cold wins the Intergender Rumble.
He just goes out and starts fucking stomping mud holes in the ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, I'll do my predictions. Everyone's on Cody Rhodes or fucking Seth Rollins or even Bray Wyatt. I don't know. Sami Zayn's been mentioned. I haven't been watching wrestling, so I don't have my finger on the pulse. But if it's Roman Reigns and he's going to lose the belt, it's got to be a guy, like the guy. So as much as I love Sami Zayn, and I wouldn't mind him holding the title, I wouldn't mind him carrying the title, but I know fucking how marketing and shit goes. He's not the guy. It almost has to be Seth Rollins, I feel. I don't know, but he's a heel still, isn't he?
No.
Who fucking knows?
He wasn't Monday night when I watched Raw for the first time in probably 5 years. I actually turned it on the USA Network, and I watched the episode. He was not a heel. He's a white meat babyface.
Yeah, on cyber
fights. I think it's got to be Rollins then. It's got to be Rollins. There's a story there.
It's going to be CM Punk.
2X Shields guy. Ooh. No, I don't think he's out of his contract. Otherwise, maybe. But I doubt Roman Reigns likes him anyway.
He wouldn't
put him over.
I don't think they would want to do that anyway. He seems like a big old turd in the punch bowl.
He does. But sometimes I sit and think and like maybe CM Punk is right and everyone else is a turd. Yeah, what's going on, Alamino? You rubbing labias or some shit?
He's doing the speech train with his fucking phone.
It's my dog running around.
Fair enough.
Dog got the phone.
So, either way, I guess we don't give a shit about the Royal Rumble.
Well,
we can move on from that one.
I want to see it, but there's like, I don't care who wins. All I care about is the fucking surprises.
Well, see, I'm drinking tonight, so tomorrow night, there's a good chance by the time it comes on, I'm going to be really tired. So it all depends on that. And you know what? Royal Rumble and WrestleMania and Elimination Chamber and maybe even SummerSlam were always things I never fucking missed. This year I'm at the point like I just don't know if I can anymore. I did watch SummerSlam, and I can't tell you a thing that happened other than me just not caring about what was going on. I think fucking Xavier Woods did a terrible Razor Ramon impression, and The Miz was getting people wet. I don't know. Was that one? Could have been before. I have no fucking clue anymore. I have no clue what year shit was in that I watched. But
yeah,
I want to care. I want to care. I love Sami Zayn. I love Kevin Owens. They seem like they're getting pushed to the top a little here. Maybe that can draw me back in.
Fuck them.
He likes the big dog.
I think fucking we don't need Stone Cold, I'll tell you that. We need fucking old guys that we really forgot about.
Name one.
Mustafa.
Can't remember, can you?
I listed a bunch of them earlier. We need to Mustafa. Well, Booker T, not that he's forgotten, but get Stevie Ray in there too. I bet you he's still 350 pounds.
I want one of the Hollies or Steve Blackman or Al Snow. That would fucking be a fucking pop for me. Crash or fucking the other one, Hardcore.
Crash died.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
And like,
well, not him. Not him, though.
In like the mid-2000s.
Yeah. Oh. See, that's when I wasn't watching wrestling. So that's probably why I missed that. I didn't even get on wrestling sites till what, 2015?
Yeah, that's when I was.
So I didn't pay attention to wrestling news. But damn, yeah, I didn't know that. That sucks. How'd he die?
Overdose or something.
And why not get Butterbean?
Yeah.
It'd be a decent pop. It wouldn't be huge. I think Steve Blackman would get a bigger pop than Butterbean.
I don't care what other people think of it.
This is for my entertainment only.
Well, why would I care? I hope other people like this.
I know you don't care what other people think, but I'm just saying, on would WWE actually pull the fucking string on it?
Oh, no, they won't. It'll be all the same whimming from the Attitude Era and the early 2000s.
I want some Norman Smiley to come out there. Master of the Crowd.
It won't be Norman Smiley. Shit, he's on Impact Wrestling I just saw the other day. We need Ernest the Cat Miller.
Yeah, he's there with Santino now.
Don't need that guy.
I love Santino.
Nobody
the
call
Cobra.
My
mama.
Yeah,
I like Santino. He was funny.
I didn't, but that'll be for your guys' pop. See, I care. Get fucking the Steiners. Get the damn Steiners out there.
That's what I was going to say. Man, have that fucking siren go off.
Well, they're both alive.
You know what I was thinking would be a good Rumble spot? If fucking they planned a cage match to start the night with somebody, just so there's a fucking cage there, or a Hell in a Cell above the ring, and fucking join the Rumble when a bad guy comes out. Fucking somebody lowers it, and then his two stooges come out after that and enter through the door, and nobody can get thrown out while they're just beating the shit out of everybody. They need to fucking pull that spot once. It would be amazing. And then they lift up the ring once they beat the shit out of everybody, and they start tossing them out, and then all of a sudden the hero comes out. That's how you make it.
Who's
That's how
hero?
You fucking do a storyline. Stone Cold stuns them all.
Even Stacy.
Middle fingers, everybody. Jumps over the rope himself.
He beats Deborah Fire.
Thank God he was here. Thank God that drunk hick was here. Then you'll appreciate him.
What is that ref?
What was some JR? What were some JR lines about fucking Stone Cold? The Texas Rattlesnake.
Covered in a $2 steak, all the usual shit.
He's stomping a mud hole in his ass and walking it dry.
Oh yeah, that part. Is Stone Cold the guy that said what?
Yeah, and the crowd ruined it. Stupid fans. That's
oh,
when fans.
Oh, that guy.
That was the point. That was the point in time where wrestling fans started turning gay. It was right then.
Apparently.
What?
He told a story. He always used to try his promos out on Christian. He would call Christian up on the road and be like, hey, man, listen, I got an idea for a gimmick or an idea for a promo. And that's who he would cut his promos on to try them out.
What?
Makes sense to me.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me. You can believe Steve Austin.
All right.
You can whoop some chick's
ass. Fuck the Rumble. The women's one don't matter.
Tony Khan is going to win the Royal
Rumble. Okay, though. It's okay what Steve Austin did, though, because it was 25 years ago.
Exactly.
Well, this is kind of true.
And she was over the age of 18 when he whooped her ass.
So she was a consenting adult. I have to say.
Yeah. She was asking for it.
Brother.
Lord.
I'm going to hell. All right. You guys want to talk about the storm drain girl?
Who that?
The what?
The girl that keeps getting found in storm drains.
I don't know.
I've never heard of this, but absolutely.
All right. So there was a news story I caught the other day, which, by the way, at the very end, I was like, why did they make a news story about her? That's kind of fucked up. But anyways, so there's this girl that they don't mention until later in the story that she's kind of mentally ill and fucking goes off on adventures sometimes. Well,
just like poo.
So they start how they found this girl in a storm drain, and she said she was swimming in the canal and climbed inside the drain, and they fucking tracked her and pulled her out somehow, and she almost drowned. And then they go on to say, but this isn't the first time she was found in a storm drain. It's the third time she was found in a storm drain.
Why?
And so she's just kind of crazy and loopy and like likes to go on adventures. Like she's probably belongs in a crazy house is from what I understand by the end of it.
I end up in a storm drain every time.
So the first time she goes into the storm drain and she's attracted to, I don't know, the fucking puzzle. And she just starts fucking walking through it. And they find her 3 weeks later when someone heard her yelling help through a manhole. And they fucking found her. And apparently she survived on an unopened can of ginger ale she found. For three fucking weeks. And she just wandered. She just wandered the fucking sewers of whatever city she was in. Like she's a goddamn Ninja Turtle or something. And fucking apparently she found it so intriguing, she tried it two other times. But by then her family had tracking devices on her. But even the second time, with the tracking device they followed or whatever on her phone, they couldn't find her specifically. So they would just, wherever her location pinged, they would drop like fucking food baskets and shit down in the manholes, hoping she would find them. Until they eventually found her. So yeah, she has a thing for searching the city under the streets. Fucking crazy.
Three times. What city is this?
The third time they got her right away.
Yeah, where's that?
Fuck, let me pull up the article. Let's see if I can find it real quick. People on the streets. Ba-dee-da-bop. People on the streets.
Watching the different screen. Let me out. Tomorrow.
Florida woman. Florida woman. That's the name of the article. It gives it away right there.
Shocked.
Yeah. Jesus.
I cannot believe it. Not Florida.
Florida woman. No way.
We should all guess first. Damn it.
Fucking underrated Twitter name, even though I don't really get on Twitter. Fucking Big E from the WWE. His Twitter handle is Florida Man. And I find that hilarious.
Why? If he's from Florida.
That's a thing. That's a thing, Borg. Like, when there's a crazy story, the article always starts with Florida Man.
Oh,
it's like when people who live in Florida act like they live in Montana.
Zang.
It's about right. It's about right. Actually, Idaho was worse.
Yeah, I was about to say I have a friend who lives in Washington. I don't talk to him much anymore, but when he first moved up there, he said Idaho was like a fucking backwoods.
Yeah, if you want to be just stumble upon some fucky shit going on, there's a place to go. You want to find somebody in a fucking sewer drain.
No, they're not good there.
My question is, how many people are down in them sewer drains that we don't even know about? It could be the cool place. I mean, the Ninja Turtles hung out down there. They found that cool abandoned subway in Ninja Turtles too.
That's true.
They did.
There might be some sweet shit down there.
That actually did happen.
If it happened in the Ninja Turtles 2, it's got to be true.
It could be.
All right.
I mean, they were hanging with Vanilla Ice and everything.
They had Kevin
Nash.
Pretty legit.
No, don't get it twisted. They weren't hanging with Vanilla Ice. They showed up, and he fucking busted the freestyle of the century on everyone's ass.
Oh, absolutely. I remember being a little too old for the Turtles movie and being like, oh, well, I kind of like Vanilla Ice. Well, that's over with.
I was just the right age for the Turtles movie when 2 came out, especially. 1, like, a lot of people will argue which was better, 1 or 2. And 1, I might have been a little too young for it or something, because I didn't like
it's
it as much
serious.
As 2. And that's probably what it was. And when I go back and watch, I'm like, 1 was pretty good. But I'm a Mikey fan, and Mikey was better in 2. If you're a Raph guy, which most people are, I'd say 80% of Turtle fans are Raph is the best. They would
I'm
like one
guy.
Well, all I know is he's the leader of the group according to the song.
No, Leo's the leader. Raph is not in the song. What is
no,
he?
No, actually... Are you sure?
Raphael. He's the leader of the group. Transformed from the norm by the nuclear goop.
What turtle song are you thinking of? I'm thinking of
the cartoon.
90s cartoon. No, it's fucking Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines. Raphael's cool but rude, and Michelangelo's the party dude.
Yeah, but,
well, let's see. Not, well... I don't know what song. I heard it 100 fucking times, though. I don't know shit about Ninja Turtles, but I know that song, a different one.
And when the evil Shredder attacks, them turtle boys don't cut him no
turtle
slack.
Turtle boys don't give him no slack.
Oh, you know what? It's clicking with me why I would even know that much. Is probably my little cousin Damien probably had a video or something. So whatever's on that video. That's what I was quoting. And it's in my head. Like, I've heard it 1,000 times, even though I've never watched Ninja Turtles, except the movie.
You know what an underrated Ninja Turtles movie is? They made not the half CGI, half real people movies that are most recent, but there's one in, like, the mid-2000s or something that's all CGI animation. And Raffaello, like, splits off from the group. And him and Leonardo end up getting in a fight, and it's fucking badass. And it's probably the best Turtles movie I've ever seen. I was into it. And I was fucking a grown-ass man when I watched it.
Well,
it was a little dark. Like, Raph split, like, they're like, we gotta lay low. And Raph split off, and he became like this fucking Nightcrawler dude or some shit that was like, he was like a Batman. He was like the fucking vigilante and shit.
Well, and
yeah.
I was too old for it when I was 13 or 14, but it don't mean I'm too old for it now. You know what I mean? I fucking might enjoy Ninja Turtles fucking cartoon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
I was just on to different things, and that was kids
they
stuff
have a lot
at that time. I don't care now.
Yeah, they got a lot of good video games, too.
Oh, well, that.
Even
see?
In the early.
Exactly.
Even in the early 2000s, there were some for original Xbox, or maybe 360, I can't remember. So PS2 or PS3, and fucking, they were called Battle Nexus. And they didn't make those backwards compatible, so I can't play them, but I was a huge fan of them. They were a lot like the old arcade games, but modernized a little more. And it had, like, a level-up system. So, like, if you played with one turtle for a long time, he was a little stronger than the other turtles, but you could switch between them and shit. It was pretty sweet.
On what now?
It was either...
console?
It was on Xbox or Xbox 360. I think original Xbox. So probably PS2. It's called Battle Nexus.
Oh, maybe PS2, huh? Maybe PS2, huh?
Yeah.
So maybe
I think it was. I think it was on GameCube too. It's called Battle Nexus, and they had a Battle Nexus Part 2 as well. And like, they have stats. Like the turtles have more stats than in the old games. Like Michelangelo's faster and can hit bigger combos, and Donatello's got the long, strong hits. Like you can fight at range, but they're slower hits, but they do more damage and shit. It's same with Raph. He's a little faster. He's closer to Mike, but a little stronger.
Fucking
it's cool
Mega
shit.
Man bullshit.
Let's see. What do we got on the docket? I could talk about some of these things that we don't really want to talk about. Or we could jump into my top 10 list of biggest jerks in pro wrestling that I found that I saved probably 2 years ago. And it's based on user comments only, it looks like.
Do it.
You guys want to roll with that? All right.
User comments.
Excuse
on
me.
What?
Biggest jerks in pro wrestling.
Who's comments? User comments? Users of what?
Like fucking people commenting, like they're not actual writers. They're just like, here's a comment this person said about this guy. And it's just some rant. It's like pawns on the internet, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was asking. Anyway, continue. Jesus Christ, dog.
Okay. All right. Fuck, should I start with number 1 or number 10?
10.
I got 1 at the top. All right, let's drop down to 10. Oh, there's more than 10. Shit.
Just start at 10, and then we'll pick through the others.
Okay, we'll go to 10. Number 10, JBL. Here's what the first comment says about him. This bum's got no class. Almost 75% of his matches. Almost 75% of his matches are with fighters who have little to no experience. I hope a new wrestler emerges and crushes him. JBL will try to jump him one day, and the new wrestler will crush him again. Send that fool to retirement. Take that, jerk, Mark. Number 10.
Number 10.
I love wrestling, Mark. That's why I'm here.
All right. One more on JBL. I'll read a shorter comment. Here's a reason why I hate JBL. Eddie Guerrero once had a heart attack in the ring. Instead of helping Eddie, JBL for real forced the referee to let him pin him. Then JBL walked off, leaving Eddie behind.
That
did that really happen?
No. Eddie Guerrero died of a heart attack in
the head store. Now I have to know exactly where these comments are coming from.
Pawns probably said it.
But it was give me a hint. Is it on YouTube or what? That sounds like YouTube comment.
No. This website is called thetop10s.com. I don't know how I found this. It was saved in my bookmarks from like 2 years ago, and I don't think I ever used it. I think I skipped that part of the podcast or something. But it's fucking hilarious. It's just fucking, there's no fucking writer saying like why people might not like him. They just post like 5 random comments from people about why they don't like him. It's fucking amazing. Guess who number 9 is? Fucking Chris Benoit.
Ric Flair.
Wow.
Do I even read the Chris Benoit ones?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Let's go with a small one first, and if it seems good, we'll go with a big one. Oh, no, these are just fucking accolades on the side. All right. So there's like 3 small quick ones. This one goes, I wouldn't say jerk. Jesus. I would say criminal. He killed his son and wife. That is absolutely psychotic. He should be in hell by now. Yeah, it sounds like a jerk to me. All right.
Yeah, the guy's a real jerk.
The next one. As much as I despise Triple H, how is this wife and child murdering monster not number 1? Oh, spoiler alert, who number 1 is.
Oh,
thanks, Commodore.
Nice.
Yeah. And the last one, 2-word serial killer. So, yeah, they didn't have much interesting comments that...
Yeah, that was nothing.
No one wanted to cross any lines there.
Nobody made a funny there.
But, you know, how is he not number 1?
Well, because he's less of a
What's
jerk
that,
and more of a serial killer.
How is Chris Benoit just not number 1?
Number 9. Other than murdering his entire family, pretty nice guy.
Well, I think because jerk isn't a very good, it fits Triple H better. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Not a murderer.
So. Yeah. He's not killing everybody. Number 8. We'll move on. Batista. You guys think Batista's a big jerk? Think he deserves number 8? I kind of like Batista.
Oh, I like Batista, but he's a jerk.
Back in the day, He read a book and he said he cheated on his wife while she was dying of cancer. Maybe that's what
they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let me get to the comments here. I'm going to post this link for a request in the thread. The top10s.com. And then after that, I don't know how you get to the wrestling, but that's the link for whatever I'm in. All right, Batista. Sucked up to Triple H. He's arrogant and full of himself, which is why he ended up on the other side of a beating by Booker T. I forgot their fucking marks.
We just got to go to the Lucha Underground site to fucking read all this.
Greedy chump who thinks he is the greatest guy on the planet. Calls himself a real man, but he has a belly button tattoo and skinny jeans, and he is always on Triple H's nuts. That was a pretty good
Marks really do ruin it, though. Like, if you're actually trying to watch the show when the guy says that.
I know. That's why I fucking made the wrestling fans are gay thread. Like, I was half serious about it.
I would be half
serious about it. No, but it's not as bad around here. Go on Wrestling Inc. and it still sounds like that.
Yeah. Fucking, I wasn't talking about, like, us. I'm talking about them.
Well, I'm just saying, like, this still exists. We don't need a whole top 10 list for this. We can find it all over the place.
It's like that
The belly button tattoo was pretty funny, though. What's up, Alan?
It is. That Maggie guy, the guy you posted it at, the shit he was saying. He's totally a gay wrestling fan. There's no way. There's no way
he has
any of that. But no way.
Mm-hmm. Nope. All right.
Yeah,
number six.
Stupid fine ass.
Number six.
Jesus cock, what an asshole.
We got Kevin Nash at number six for biggest jerk.
Nah. No way.
What?
The first comment's super fucking big. But I'm going to go with it because I feel like this person probably has a lot of interesting stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
Nash was a great talent, and then he let the business go to his head. When he returned to WCW in the early 90s, invasion angle, he quickly became an issue. His legendary drunken behavior left more than one person, most notably Paul Big Show White, injured. This behavior caused his finisher to be banned. The final straw happened when he was allowed to book matches between Bischoff's greed and complete mismanagement and the general drunkenness of the NWO members. Apparently they drank a lot. At almost every show, Nash had a big hand in WCW failing. Now, Nash is nothing more than a bitter has-been who has so many injuries, he cannot do much in the ring.
Idiot.
Elmino, you have any issues with this comment?
Duh.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Elmino?
Nash, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I've seen him in interviews and shit. I don't know the guy personally, but he always seems pretty cool and laid back. And no, I haven't seen any other wrestlers really shit talk him that much, even with the company that he keeps. So I don't know. That one was really weird to me.
Borg, do you think Alamino is gay for Kevin Nash?
Oh, absolutely.
They just call him Big Sexy.
I mean, I'm kind of gay for Kevin Nash.
He looks big. Yeah, I'm a fan of Kevin Nash. I mean, How is he fucking number six jerk? Fucking goddamn marks.
He is.
Let's read the other two comments.
If I was 7'5" and sexy as fuck, I'd be a big jerk too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's read these other two comments on him just to see. Oh, God. Choke slammed his own kid, even though the kid shouldn't have started it. I need to hear this story. And claimed wrestling. And he claimed wrestling died when Benoit and Guerrero were champions. That's why he's a jerk. Did he choke slam his kid?
He did. His kid.
Wow.
His kid is actually dead now. That's not what killed him.
Oh, that just happened. That just happened. Buzzkill. I forgot about that. He chokes. Was it like a fucking domestic thing, or like he choke slammed him as part of a story?
It was domestic.
They got in a fight.
Oh shit.
And he's Kevin Nash, so he won.
Yeah. And apparently he didn't like Guerrero being a champion. Claimed wrestling died then. All right, one more Kevin Nash is an asshole comment. Nash was once relevant, then he became a complete wanker. This is another man with a huge ego and a short fuse.
Well, yeah. I know who wrote that comment. SWR.
Fucking wanker. We're at number five. We gonna keep going
number
with
five,
these.
Number five, wrestling's biggest wankers.
Biggest wankers. We got Abdullah the Butcher at fucking number five. Two comments only. He gave his opponent the Hannibal Devon Nicholson Hep. Oh, Hannibal Devon Nicholson Hep C. During one of their matches and neglected to inform his opponent he was infected. This should make him one of the top 10 jerks in pro wrestling, says that guy.
Actually, that fucking, that Hannibal dude, Hannibal dude almost killed a referee this past year.
Really? With Hep C? Did he kill him with...
By doing Abdullah the Butcher shit to him.
Well, that's fucked up. And he probably still has Hep C.
Oh, yeah. They're a bunch of jerks.
All right, yeah. Abdullah the Butcher. Definitely a jerk since his fucking side titties are hanging down below his armpits. Jesus Christ. I'm looking at the picture right now. One more comment on him. Bladed himself and other wrestlers, although he had some kind of disease that can be transmitted by blood, and he knew that. So everyone's hating on him for the Hep C, and for good reason.
Yeah, stupid Hep Duel of the Butcher. The hell's your problem, Hep Duel?
Yeah. Quit bleeding on people with your diseases. Brock Lesnar is number four, and there's a bunch of comments.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This one's interesting.
I feel like there are going to be some mark-ass comments here.
A lot.
All right, let's start with this one, I guess.
Brock Lesnar is cool and awesome and good and great and yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, is someone else here, or is that one of you guys?
Hey, there's me. Both of us doing Maddie and
doing the Maddie.
All right.
Brock Lesnar will beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
here's
yeah,
the
baby.
First comment.
What's up? You got
dudes and ass. All right. dude's an ass fighter who only got up high in the business because of steroids and bribery. Those who know him have said he sucks as a person in real life, and he could get pinned by any wrestler with moderate experience. Get the fuck out of here.
His national champion.
This fool, still going. This fool chickened out of the business when Bill Goldberg was still fighting, but when Goldberg left, Lesnar immediately got back in and returned to bullying new wrestlers. This dude think Bill Goldberg could have fucking took him out in a real fight. Jesus Christ.
Or that they're trying to fight each other anyway.
Yeah. So anyways, from what I've heard in recent stories, like wrestlers, they used to, like, especially the real wrestlers that did semi-pro amateur wrestling. fucking, they would go at it sometimes. And Brock Lesnar would toss everyone around. But apparently, he would always have an excuse for Kurt Angle not to go with him. Like, one time, like, oh, I only got my sandals and shit. And he's like, let's go barefoot. And he fucking backed out of it. So one day, but Brock Lesnar, no one could fucking take him. One day, Big Show's in the ring with him. Brock Lesnar fucking gets the better of him. And Kurt Angle, this is a Kurt Angle story, actually. He says he walks in the ring, taps Big Show on the shoulder, points for him to get out, and him and Brock finally have their go, and he said he bested him. He fucking pinned Brock down, and fucking, he would never talk about it. So Kurt Angle's the only one to ever manhandle Brock, apparently.
Well, those are two of the best wrestlers in the world, and nobody else
is. Pretty much. Yeah. Shelton Benjamin could probably get the better of most people, but not those two, I'd say. Like, there's some good grapplers out there, like real life ones. But yeah, those two for sure. No one's gonna fuck with them.
Brock's just so fucking big.
Yeah. But that says something. Like, he's probably out of Angle's weight class, and Angle still fucking got the better of him.
I think Kurt Angle was heavyweight.
He was, but at that Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's probably 220 and Brock's 270.
Well, when he was in the Olympics, he probably had to wrestle guys Brock's size. Like, he's a freak.
There's a good chance one was a broken friggin' neck.
Because, like, I'm thinking, I could be mistaken, unless he wasn't heavyweight, but I want to say he was. And if he was, there was guys 260, 270. Had to be.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a cap on heavyweight or not in wrestling.
Well, I remember that Rulon Gardner guy winning it. And I know he had to be 260.
The things that make you go...
Well, I could be wrong. If he was a cruiserweight, then I'm full of shit. But then it's even more impressive that he beat him. But I'm guessing they're the same weight class and that he beat guys that big a bunch.
I don't know. I feel like if there was a 200 to 210 weight class, Kurt probably could have got down to weight for that. At that point in time. But I don't know for sure.
He might be. I could be full of shit. Like I said, I'm going to have to Google it right now.
You are full of shit.
But I just know if he is a heavyweight, then yes, he did wrestle guys that big for sure.
You know who the number three biggest jerk is? Hulk Hogan. Well, quick time out on Hulk Hogan, though. Someone posted something earlier, I don't know how true it was, that apparently he had back surgery and now he has no feeling in his legs. Did anybody come across the story today?
I saw that, and it said he had to walk everywhere with a cane. But Monday night, I watched Raw. He did not come out there with a fucking cane.
Oh, so that story was before that even?
I saw the story today.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. Let's talk about how big of a dude he is.
No, you're right. He wrestled at 220. He wrestled at 220.
He wrestled
so they're definitely... So they're definitely
was there a cap?
Was
there a cap after 220?
I think 220
okay.
Cap. Yeah.
Okay, and then there was like probably a ultra heavyweight or something with no cap after that.
Yeah, no cap. So yeah,
for real, for real.
If there's at least one more weight class there, and obviously Brock would be in there.
I gotta ask, does anyone know what that means? Not the for real, but the no cap after. I was joking and saying like lowercase letters, like, because they were saying no capital letters. I don't know.
I think
what
cap,
does the no cap mean?
I think it means just lying.
No cap means I'm telling the truth. On God, for real, for a no cap.
Well, every time someone says for real, they do the FR, no cap. But the FR and FR are in lowercase letters. So I was like, yes, those are not capitalized. That's how I took it.
For real, for real.
I had to ask because one of the dudes playing in my band now. Says that a lot. I'm like, dude, what the fuck does that mean? I'm too old. And he's like, it means that I'm like telling you that I'm not lying. I was like, oh, okay, makes sense.
In any kind of damn slang shit that hasn't been around for 50 years is crap anyway.
Yeah, but for real, no cap. What the fuck? Like, we back in my day, like if we were trying to be slangy, I guess we'd be like. For real, though. And he just knew that meant for real.
You know. I still sound exactly the same.
You guys want to hear about how Hulk Hogan's a jerk?
Sure. I know he's a jerk.
What'd he do?
I don't know.
I don't know how... There's no date on this article. I don't know how old it is, so let's see what the first one says. Hogan has gained the reputation of being a bad person due to this leak. Yep, okay. But wrestling fans have known for years now that Hogan is not the perfect, do-no-wrong human being he portrayed on TV. And in fact, a jerk.
This is a comment?
Dude, that's word for word what it just said.
That's a comment?
He's not the... Yeah. He's not like he's portrayed on TV, Borg. He is, in fact, a jerk.
That's fucked
One of reasons Hulk Hogan is a jerk is his refusal to lose to just about... anyone. End of comment.
Like I said,
end comment.
That's bullshit because he put over Billy Kidman on Monday Night Nitro.
For free. All right, let's see what this next
American guy. He's a real American, goddammit.
Yeah.
That means
he took Flintstone vitamins and drank 2% milk. All right.
When it comes
to
crashing down,
guy.
It hurts inside.
You don't have
let's to see this next. How this. Let's see how this next guy came crashing down on him. Hulk Hogan has long had the biggest ego in all of wrestling. This is a man who never learned to wrestle, but somehow always managed to headline every show. It's kind of true, but
no.
I always wanted to see him. I didn't care because he made that shitty. He made that shitty wrestling entertaining. Like you're like, come on, dude, leg drop.
Good when you're throwing a guy around, you're 300 pounds.
Yeah, but when he's fucking doing the ear thing where he's asking for the crowd, and he hits the big boot, and he's looking around like, oh, should I do it? And everyone's like, oh, I fucking do it. And he fucking does the leg drop, dude, and fucking set fucking arenas into pandemonium.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Here's why Hulk Hogan is actually a good wrestler. Because he doesn't sit there and wait like 10 seconds for somebody to do their spot.
Yeah, Hulk was very smooth. Even though he did six, even
great,
though he only did
great
six
work
things.
Rate.
Even though he only did six things, he was always, it never looked stupid as fuck, really.
One funny thing, I know Shawn Michaels was a dick in his younger days, but when he was older, he mostly worked with everyone and put guys over. But when he fucking had to do Hulk Hogan, this is my first, like, semi-return to pro wrestling. They fought at that pay-per-view, and I saw the tag team shit leading up to it where Shawn turned on him. But fucking, apparently they were supposed to do a one-on-one where they each won match, and Hulk Hogan didn't want to lose to Shawn Michaels. So Shawn still did the match with him. But fucking oversold the fuck out of every goddamn move. And, like, you've seen the videos and the guests, dude. He fucking goes crazy with it. Like, he gets the boot to the face.
Video.
And he pops back up and flails his arms around and then falls over again. Dude, it's fucking amazing.
Up, does another fucking somersault. And then out
that's
the road.
95% of the AEW roster learned how to wrestle with that match.
Yeah.
They oversell.
Take that, Poons.
Someone just mentioned in the thread, we need a top 10 jerks of disgust. And I will say, good call. That will be the next Diener time. I will have that list ready with fucking user comments that definitely aren't made up by me.
Top 10 biggest jerks of discus.
Yeah.
It pretty much just,
Pons, you're pushing
just,
it.
You pretty much just screenshot the thread here. And there you go.
Yeah. Are there more than 10 people in OI?
Yeah, really. We gotta go for the whole discus, but I have all the jerks blocked.
Some of them are cool. I'll let you know. I've got to know some of them. They're all right. A Bobo,
yeah,
or
I'm a
Dobo.
I'm a shit magnet with these people, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I like it, Borg. They can only know what you say if they listen to the show.
I know. I'm a genius. Marketing genius. I didn't just block the jerks. It was all part of my big plan.
Cartman's business plan, fucking pretend like you don't want them to listen.
Got you good fuckers.
So yeah, that list will be coming soon. We're on to number two. We got, it's fucking, I agree with this one. New Jack. Definitely try to kill some people in the ring.
More like New Jerk.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people give him props for his entertainment and all that shit. And I wasn't too much into the hardcore scene back then. Like, I was still a little kid in the 90s when ECW was getting over and shit. But fucking, the more I read on the dude, I fucking hate him. And everyone's like, but you gotta appreciate the good things he did. I was like, he fucking stabbing people, throwing them from like three stories high into the ring. It's just fucking crazy shit. I don't know.
Mustafa ate a burger.
Yeah, and that one dude he fought in the ring, he stabbed him like fucking 13 times during the match. And then fucking when the dude could have pressed charges on him and they were down at the fucking, I don't know, courthouse or jailhouse, whatever, New Jack talked him in that they could make money off of it and doing another match with him. And then once the dude dropped the charges, New Jack bailed and never did another match with him. I mean, that's fucking, that's some top 10 jerk shit right there.
You know all that, man. I didn't even know that.
I think it was on that Dark Side of the Ring shit. I think it's one of the ones I fucking watched.
And New Jack's dead now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's why no one wants to talk about how big of a jerk he is.
Heart attack.
What a jerk.
Who's fucking got puttering sounds going on? All right. Let's read a comment from a internet guy about why New Jack's a jerk.
Internet guy. He's the best.
By far the biggest moron iWrestling history. I'm not joking. He put iWrestling history.
Of course.
Not even in. After he called him a moron, he didn't spell in correctly. So, by far the biggest moron iWrestling history. He once beat an old man, real tough guy, and was engaged in many fights with other wrestlers because of his idiotic behavior. Not a whole lot there.
Okay,
next one. New Jack actually stabbed a guy 13 times in a match and got jail time. Enough said. Seriously, who's fucking crackling?
Enough said.
Get your shit together.
I love that. I love when comments say that. Enough said.
This is a professional's fucking show. This ain't fucking 10 Ass Tuesdays. Shout at Zilla for not calling in.
When somebody posts a music video and it says, "You're welcome."
That's kind of green. Must have gotten Zilla.
Guy cuts people in the ring without their permission. That was the next comment.
A real jerk.
Dude. All right, Morg, time out. This is the last comment on New Jack, and it's fucking probably the winner of the night, Gold Star. Jerk of Jerk World. Why ain't this name New Jerk?
Am I right?
Comment ends. I feel like you wrote that. I feel like you wrote that one day and forgot.
If it's on YouTube, baby.
There's a pretty good chance. That was fucking Borg. 100% wrote that one. Oh, number one is Triple H. Let's not even talk about him. He's too gay.
Guy's a real jerk.
Yeah, fucking jerk ass.
He used to bone China in the pooper when she was all muscly.
Yeah, fucking weird ass Amazon fetish. That's why you seen it. After the fucking late 90s, early 2000s, Steph started roiding up. Look at her now.
She doesn't look feminine.
Weird looking boobs.
Vagina. All right. I'm done with the top 10. What do we got? 20 minutes. Let me see what old other topics I had. Or if any of them are worth talking about. Stupid ones, which is good to go with here. Almino, when's the last time you had a box of raisins in your cupboard?
Shit, I mean, have we ever had raisins here? No, I don't even think we've ever had a box of raisins in our house.
Jesus, you don't put them in any salads or nothing? Chicken salad?
No.
I don't.
I've never ate that.
I don't either.
I'm kidding.
You never
I like
ate
salad,
raisins?
I wouldn't put... Yeah, I've ate raisins. Miss Cassina's mom makes these Christmas cookies, and sometimes she'll put raisins in them. And, like, this year she made them without them because she knows we don't really like them that much. But I've had them in there, the raisins in the cookies, and the cookies are so good. It was fine. I don't know, man. It just, it tastes like nasty-ass dried leathery fruit. Like, I don't know.
Like somebody sucked all the juice out of a grape or something.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, it's like, when you know, you get like a fruit cup and you get like a blueberry in there, and it's not like, it isn't, when you eat it, it's like super soft and it's lost much of its flavor. That's what a grape, I mean, a fucking raisin is to me. Like, nah.
Diener's gone.
No way.
I ain't trying to talk about her. He gone. Oh, we got somebody on the line.
Yo.
Who this?
My wife. I was using that Wi-Fi app, and fucking it just went out for like half a second and it disconnected me.
I thought you were out, and then I'm looking at a completely different number here going, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm using that. Dude, I like the Wi-Fi app. You guys are louder to me in my headphones than when I'm on my normal phone. I like it.
Not
except for
when
that happens. Jesus.
I liked it when I punched in for the live, but yeah, it just when I just went direct connect, it works good as long as I do not close the browser. So I use a different phone for notes and bullshit. Then it works great. But, yeah, it just cut me off fucking about this point in the show, too, for a minute. Luckily, I had a song going when it happened.
It sounds
Do you ever make oatmeal raisin cookies? I'm going back to raisins. I don't forget.
Leave the raisins out. Give me the
Fuck, I thought about it the other day because I looked in our cupboard. Me and my sister live together right now, and she has a daughter, so she's over here a lot. And I looked in the cupboard, and I seen a bunch of little boxes of raisins, and I was like, holy fuck, when's the last time I seen one of those? And probably when I was a kid, we did have box of raisins. Like, that was a snack. Like, I'm hungry. Eat this box of raisins, and then you just... We're like, God damn it.
Yay.
Fucking, I guess I'm full now. Fucking raisins.
Why did you suggest that I ate that nasty ass shit?
I will buy raisins, though. I would buy raisins if I was eating cereal, which I don't do that often because I like good raisins compared to box of cereal raisins.
I yeah, like and if I'm putting fruit in cereal, it's fucking blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, or bananas. I'm not fucking putting raisins in it. Fucking this ain't fucking 1992 two scoops of sunshine.
I don't care about the pot from the crowd. It says here that you got both of your fucking phones hooked up in the studio.
I do?
Two got two phone numbers. Yep.
Hell yeah. Can't track me. Fucking. We got off the
two
grid.
Numbers. One for each boat.
Damien brings up a good point. Raisin Bran was pretty good. It was. But they put a little sugar on the raisins. They cheated. Sugar-coated
raisins.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You get some Cheerios and just put some raisins in it because you get better raisins than you do in a cereal box.
If I got Cheerios, it's getting raspberries and blueberries and maybe a little honey drizzled on top. I'm putting no fucking raisins
gumdrops.
In it.
Yeah, I know. It's sprinkled.
Yeah, but nowadays there's better raisins. There's the dried cranberries and dried cherries. They're like fucking raisins times two, quadruple to the max.
Well,
they're way better.
They ain't nothing new.
What's that, Almina?
I would try a dried cherry.
Dried cherries are amazing, but they're expensive.
Dude, you know what I still haven't tried and I need to? Is the fucking grape leaves that you talk about.
They're good, but you have to have a fucking Greek dude to actually do it, or at least a Mediterranean guy. Someone that has Euro, actual Euro lamb spitting on a fucking Euro roaster, you know? One of them dudes.
Yeah, they have. They're the only place in town that's open on Christmas Day.
So nice.
Christmas.
Yeah. I recommend if they have a meat and rice one, getting that, and you fucking take a lemon wedge and you fucking squeeze it over the top. And also, if that's not enough for you, you take that gyro sauce, the tzatziki sauce or whatever the fuck it's called, and you dip your fucking grape leaf in there. It's fucking good shit.
Dude, their tea. It's so good.
They're what?
Like tea. Like, it's not really sweet tea.
Tea? I thought you said tea. I was like, tea to what?
No. No, they're tea. Caffeine shit. You know, dirt water.
Okay. I don't know if I ever got the tea from them, but they do pretty solid wings. Like, not bad. Gyros, amazing. And tzatziki sauce, of course. Greek salads, always good at those places. And sometimes chicken shawarma. Sometimes they got the chicken shawarma, too, that if that floats your boat.
That sounds good.
But they don't put raisins in the shit.
I went and ate some Indian food, and it was that fucking good. I swear, I love spicy food, and it was some of the hottest food.
Oh,
I've ever
I
had
love
in my
Indian
life,
food.
It was so good. I didn't think I was gonna like it.
I got this place around here, and it's only like you can go and get actual dinner and shit. It's a tiny little restaurant, Indian restaurant, only a few tables, but they have a lunch buffet between like 11 and 2. And it's just fucking a 90-year-old grandma Indian cooking giant trays of food in the back. And I don't even know what shit's called other than the curry chicken, because that's yellow with chicken in it, obviously. But they have, I think, chicken Marsalis is one. It's more orange, but I go by the colors. I'm like, I get a little of the yellow shit, a little bit of the orange shit, a little bit of the red shit, sometimes the green shit. The green shit's not as good.
Yeah. I had these, they called it lollipop chicken. It was these like chicken legs.
That's not
like,
real Indian. That's not real Indian.
You don't think so?
Oh yeah.
What about
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
The non bread. That shit was good too.
Oh yeah. Non bread. Fresh hot non bread. And they have a sauce. I thought it was plum sauce. It might have plum in it, but they call it something else. It's like a hot red just sauce, like sweet like jelly, but it's super thin because it's hot and melty. But you dunk your naan bread in that, and even just the naan bread in that's delicious. But apparently That's what you do is you dunk your naan or put a little of that sauce on your naan bread, and then you scoop your dish, whatever you're eating, curry, chicken marsalas, the veggie shit, and the rice, and you scoop it on that piece of bread, and you eat it off that bread with the sauce on it. And I've done that before, and it is amazing, but I like separating everything. I like the naan bread and the sauce, and then eating the spicy Indian separate.
They had some jalapeno naan bread there, and it was good, but it was hot as fuck.
Yeah. And see, that's not traditional Indian, but I have had those Indian places that mix it up. Sometimes there's, like, garlic cheese naan bread and shit. It's good. Good stuff. And they always have rice pudding for dessert.
We didn't have dessert.
It's the cooler. For after you eat all the Indian food, eat a little tiny bowl or whatever they got, saucer of rice pudding, and fucking
yeah.
It's your fucking heartburn killer. It keeps it down.
They got good
motherfuckers.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, no raisins in their shit. What?
Me and Miss Christina and a couple friends went for dinner and whatnot, but she's been also during the day during the buffet, and she said she just told me she had the rice pudding. She said, you're right, it is good, and it does cool you down.
Yeah, it's the buffet, Indian buffet is the way to go, because you don't really know what shit is if you read it on the menu, but you go to the buffet and you just learn shit by color. You learn it by colors.
It's just like the first time, I guess, you know, when you're a kid and you first start eating like Chinese food, and then you go to the buffet and you have all the choices, you just kind of try everything and see what sticks, I guess.
I remember going to the buffet, I think it was Old Country Buffet, if that was a nationwide thing, for a while when I was a kid, and I'd always get like these giant helpings of their melty-ass macaroni and cheese. And one time my dad fucking yelled at me. He's like, we're at a buffet. Why are you eating just all of that of one thing? Like, he was legit pissed about it.
Because it was mac and cheese.
Yeah, I was like, I like the mac and cheese, Dad. Get out of here. God.
Jerk.
Oh, my God.
But really, at that point, I was probably like 10 years old or something. I was pretty young. But I remember specifically like coming back, like, I got this and this and all this mac and cheese. I love their mac and cheese. Like, all excited about it. And my dad just fucking shitted on me for it.
Because that's how dads think. Because mac and cheese costs. They paid $8 and that pile of mac and cheese costs a fuck to make.
Yeah. He's like, you're not doing this right, kid. You son of a bitch. Go get a piece of steak and some ham.
If you'd have loaded up on ribs, he'd have been like, there you go.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I had fucking macaroni and cheese and fucking cantaloupe wedges and shit, pissing them off.
That is the best, though, when they got the cantaloupe all perfect. Goddamn.
Yeah. And then at the end, they had an ice cream machine where you made your own goddamn ice cream. Soft serve. They had the little buffet, but they had the little bowls next to it. You pulled the lever, squirt ice cream in your bowl, then you got the little buffet with hot fudge and caramel and all that shit. You always saved room for that.
They didn't have that at the one in Kalispell, but what they have is the bananas with the red stuff on them.
Oh, yeah, they had that too. I know what you're talking about.
And you put
sometimes
you put
strawberries
were
in it.
They didn't have no toppings for the ice cream, but you put in the bananas with the red syrup and then the ice cream.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh,
yeah, I think that was in the ice cream topping. Yeah. That was, I mean, you know what? I think sometimes I would just get a little bowl of that with no ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that wasn't even for the ice cream, but it was the only thing they had, and it was a banana split at that point. It was for, like, it was right next to the pudding and the cantaloupes and shit. It wasn't really for the ice cream.
All right, Alamino.
As the kids would say.
Yeah. Alamino, childhood buffet favorite. Buffet. I said buffet.
I mean, any kind of Chinese buffet, usually the local one, our local one was called China Dragon. But we didn't have Great American Buffet down here. We had Rhymes. That's what we had. And
I had Rhymes up here for a slight little bit, yeah. All right, but what was your favorite childhood thing out of it, though? What was your go-to that your dad would have yelled at you for?
They had these little, like, chicken wings on their buffet, and there's one night I ate so many that when we got home I puked. I ate like 24 wings. I was like 10 years old, like, and I was like a skinny kid, so like, I puked when I got home. I ate so much.
You know who had some good fucking buffet wings? Fucking, they were just breaded with some seasoning on it. No sauce. Fucking Ponderosa. Did you guys have Ponderosa?
Hey, oh, my God. Ponderosa. Oh.
They had ice cream machines.
So did Ron's, but, dude, Ponderosa, the ice cream machine was so good because they had, like, a buffet for your ice cream for you to put all the
maybe
like,
that's
different what,
maybe
of
that's
coffee.
My memory.
But it went out of business pretty early on when they had rolls too. But I mean, a lot of places did.
Yeah, they were more of a salad bar with a couple other things in the buffet, because dads could go there and order steaks while their kids got the fucking buffet. You know.
I always liked the buffet, big old pile of potatoes, mashed potatoes. Cheap buffet mashed potatoes are fucking good.
Yeah.
Little lumpy?
But
little lumpy?
Yeah. Good and chunky.
All right, we got 2 minutes left. Fuck.
Damn.
You guys got any shows coming up? Royal Rumble tomorrow?
I'm going to be busy tomorrow. I'm not going to be on, so, I'm not even going to watch Royal Rumble. I'm going to watch the replay.
Borg, when's the next Borg talk?
I don't know.
Yeah, no one fucking knows.
Next week.
Anyways, the show's going to end in a minute. Everybody listening, fuck you for not listening more. You should have been the whole time, you sons of bitches. There'll be more Diener Times coming up. This one got me back in the mix. I liked it. I liked it. Back in fucking control of the show. Anyways, suck a dick. Fucking get the fuck out of here. Alamino, you can play music if you want, but I think the show's going to end in like 20 seconds.
Fuck it. It's the air of knowing what this world's about. Watching a good friend scream, let me out.
Keep on the streets. People in the streets.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.